This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. It's Sam at Cardiff.
That's it, Sam.
Hey, okay. Yeah, so, you know, we got the application. Like to go ahead and, you know, move forward with the process. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you were looking for?
Well, I'm looking at, I'd like to secure $100,000.
Okay.
The reason being is, like I just mentioned, we just landed a big contract with Home Depot. The revenue stream alone is over $5 million. In that opportunity, obviously, we have to, we've already hired a small amount of teams to handle the door installations. But we need to make sure that we're covered for payroll and everything else moving forward. We've done business with CAM Capital and Reliant Funding, but we're just looking for the we're looking for the best rate. I mean,
Yeah, sure.
It's business to business, but I've been in business for 30 years, 19 years down here in Arizona, 17 of which with Midwestern Pride. The last growth spurt we did was in 2014, where we went from 600,000 to 1.6 million in one, and that was with one contract. So we know what we're doing. We're established. Again, we're just looking for the best bang for our buck.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. All right, and then do you know how soon you were looking to get the funds in place?
We'd like to get it within a week.
Okay. Okay.
And the other thing is, on a side note, is we also own real estate, and I've got one project that we just can't seem to get back to. It's a it's actually two houses on one lot. I've already got $150,000 into it. I need to finish it with about another $30,000, and the sale on it's going to be just under $300,000. But I just, originally we were going to do it all in-house, and we just got so busy, which is, I guess, a good thing, but I'm going to have to hire it out to be finished. I just can't do it in-house with our in-house crews. They're too busy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
That's another reason for asking, 100 versus 50.
Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. All right. Now, do you currently have any other working capital loans that are out right now?
I think we're paid off with CAN, but don't hold me to that. If not, I know we're close. It's well seasoned, and I think this is our third loan with them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think it comes out daily. Well, hold on. Let me check my bank and see if they're still pulling money out. They don't give us an end of agreement. They just stop taking money.
Yeah, it just comes to an end, and
yeah, it just comes to an end, and all of a sudden I'm not seeing that withdrawal anymore. So
yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. Just, you know, a couple basic questions for you, just to kind of get an idea. I mean, it sounds like you guys got things pretty well in order over there. Got some good work coming up for it. Usually, that's where it makes the most sense. Have you looked anywhere else for the financing this time around?
We're just calling around right now. I've got CAN working on their best proposal. Reliance is also working on the one.
Okay.
But we haven't signed with anybody. We've got no intentions. Again, I've got a week, you know, to do some research and, you know, get the feel for some other companies. I just, like I said, with the experience, and it's pretty much a done deal. We've got the seasoning with other lenders. We've got the business experience, and we've got the new account. So, again.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds good. I mean, it sounds like we should be able to get, you know, how would you rate your credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, you know, I just had my credit report pulled the other day, and they've got me living at a urgent care. In Queen Creek for a couple of years, and it's a derogatory thing. So I went from a 7-something. I think I'm in the low sixes now. But
low sixes.
So I've got a credit company that's looking into that right now. But we took a personal BK back in 2010 to save the company and keep our employees. But that was 6 years. The business has stood alone.
Okay. All right. Sure. And then what about Kathy's credit? How's that looking?
She's probably about the same, mid-high sixes.
Okay. All right, cool. Just trying to get an idea, you know, what program will be able to fit you in. Now, so we got the application that you submitted online. What I'm going to do is, actually, let me confirm this email. I have, it's chief@midwesternpride.com. Is that the best email to go back and forth with?
Yeah. Well, if you need any office information, it's Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. At MidwesternPride.com. She has all the financials and everything at her fingertips. I run the field. She runs the office.
Okay, because that will be the next step. What I'll have to do is I will send an email with, you know, a list of what we need to get the approval. It's we take a look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements and then the most recent tax return that you have. And then what I'll also do is I'm going to send you another application. It'll have all of your information already filled out. I'll just need you to sign it and send it back with the statements and the tax return.
It's basically or fax.
You can scan and send. That works.
Okay.
That works. Now, have you gotten any approvals yet from the places that you have been checking out, from CAN or Reliant?
Well, yeah, Reliant says they can take me back they're offering me a 19 with no fees. So, and that's, again, this is our second or third with them. So I'm looking to beat 19 if I can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you can send over the approval, you know, with everything, we can go ahead, take a look at it and, you know, try to come in right underneath it for you.
Okay.
I mean, that's
I don't know that I've received anything in print yet. I think this is just verbal that we've gone back and forth.
Okay.
But I can request some if that beats the deal.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, if they are able to give you something in writing, send it over and we'll take care of it.
Okay.
But yeah, so the next step will be I'll send the email right now. We just need you guys to get back those documents to me, and I can usually get you an answer, you know, as far as you know, terms and rates go, in usually about 24 hours. It might be a little tough to get it by the end of the day today, so we might be looking at the beginning of the week next week.
Right, probably Tuesday with the
yes, yeah, we got the holiday coming up. So I mean, if we're moving quickly, I mean, is Kathy in the office today?
Yeah, she is. She'll get it all filled out and back to you today.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll shoot to fast track it. I'll send it over right now. You guys get it back to me, you know, sometime today before the late afternoon. We might be able to get it moving.
Okay. All right, Sam.
I'll send it to you right now. You'll have all of my contact information on there, so if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call.
All right, will do. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.